This is the Freedom Audio Show with Aaron Chen.
Hey, this is Aaron Chen, and in every single episode of the Freedom Audio Show, I'll be sharing one idea with you that has the potential to make you thousands of dollars in your business and will help you get closer to creating true freedom in your life. So sit back, relax, and let the journey begin. Hey, it's Aaron Chen, and welcome to episode 198 of the Freedom Audio Show. I hope you are well and safe wherever you are in the world. I have recently been testing a lot of different platforms like Instagram and TikTok, and just getting a little bit more active and aggressive on some of these platforms. And what I've noticed about social media in general, whatever marketing strategy that you're leveraging, is you need to leverage that particular platform the way that it's meant to be leveraged, if that makes sense, all right? So the seed that I want to plant in today's episode, the idea that I want to give you, is that whatever platform you decide to take advantage of, you need to use that platform the way that it's been designed, okay? So for example, if you're doing videos on YouTube and then you want to take those YouTube videos and you want to put it on Facebook, well, Facebook is slightly different to YouTube, right? So people that are on YouTube, people that are on Facebook, unfortunately, they're not like the people that are coming on YouTube. People that are on YouTube, if you think about it, probably have a little bit more time to watch the video, right? Because they're probably sitting there in front of their couch or, you know, in front of their TV, they're on their mobile phone, and they're on the YouTube app, and they're literally going through YouTube, having a little bit of time to consume the information that they want, right? So they're searching in the YouTube box, and they're actually looking for stuff that they want. So they probably have a little bit more time than, say, someone who is on Facebook. And people on Facebook aren't searching for content. Remember that. They're on the Facebook feed, and they're scrolling, right? They're scrolling from top to bottom, and whatever catches their eye, they will consume that piece of content for a few seconds, right? If it's really, really good, it's a video or it's a sponsored ad or something like that, they might consume it a little bit longer, right? And then you also have to think about how the content appears on somebody's phone, because, you know, most people are on their mobile phones now. 80-90% of people that consume content, they're on their mobile phones while they're going through these social media apps, right? And so on Facebook, the video dimensions is going to be a little bit different from YouTube. Like, most YouTube videos are still, you know, the traditional horizontal structure, right? But on Facebook, they are square. Right now, you can upload a horizontal video on Facebook, but it doesn't look as good as a square video. Right, with a square video, it covers you can show more. You cover more of the screen instead of just a part of the screen. So if you are doing Facebook marketing and you're doing video, it's probably a good idea that you cut your videos into the shape of a square instead of leaving it as a horizontal, video style. Like you might do on YouTube. So just there's these subtle differences that will make your marketing even better, okay? And then let's take TikTok, for example, right? So I haven't had tremendous results with TikTok, but, you know, I have gained some traction compared to when I first started and I had no idea how TikTok worked, right? And the thing about TikTok is, because it is a trendy app, that means it rides on trends, right? And you have to really understand the platform that you're using. With TikTok, if you really want to gain a lot of ground from TikTok, you need to basically ride the trend. You need to either ride the trendy song that's out, you know, whether it's some Korean, 10-second tune, or whether it's some sound effect, or whether it's some sort of effect that you can use that they just that is really popular, or maybe it's even a trending hashtag, right? And that's how you get a lot of exposure on TikTok. So whatever industry you're in, yes, you could, you know, do your normal style of content however you want, but if you really want to do very well on these platforms, then you have to use it the way that they were intended, okay? So in the TikTok example, right, if there is some sort of trending dance move or trending kind of theme, if you were to figure out a way to implement that into your business, into what you're marketing, so let's just say you're a weight loss expert, right, and you're selling a weight loss product. If you can somehow create the content around that trending dance or that trending song or that trending effect, but still keep it within the theme of weight loss, then you can do really, really well, Okay, so it's not about dancing and, you know, just following, you know, those K-pop dances or whatever it is. It's not about that. It's about thinking about how can you use that trending sound, that trending effect, that trending song, or that trending dance move, and how can you, you know, use it in your own world so that you can translate it and give your audience the same type of value, right? But you're doing it in the way that the platform likes, and it's going to show your videos a lot more. Does that make sense, right? And then with Instagram, it's slightly different. Instagram, you know, it's a bit more flexible, but, you know, with Instagram, it's all about brand and design, right? So what you tend to see on Instagram is if your pictures aren't designed well, if they don't stand out, if they don't look professional, they probably won't do very well. Right? And Instagram is really all about beauty, okay? So if you designed, like, you know, a shitty little image on Facebook, and then you use that same image on Instagram, it probably wouldn't do that well because people wouldn't stop at it. They would just keep flicking through because Instagram is all about beauty, it's all about profession, it's all about design, right? Because that's what the Instagram platform is all about. So every single platform is different. And, you know, what I've noticed playing around with TikTok and Instagram more recently and becoming a lot more aggressive on these platforms is that you need to use each platform the way that it's meant to be designed, okay? So don't try and create one piece of content on YouTube, for example. So let's just say you're a big YouTuber. Don't take your YouTube video and then just upload it on TikTok and Instagram and Facebook. It's not gonna work. You have to repurpose the content and tweak it slightly so it fits that exact platform, right? And that's how you're gonna get that platform's audience to engage with your content more. That's how you're gonna get that platform to show your content more, and that's how you're gonna get a lot more results with that particular platform. Okay, I hope that makes sense. I hope you got some value from this episode today. Go out there and crush it, and I'll speak to you very soon on the next episode of the Freedom Audio Show. Hey, this is Aaron Chen. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Freedom Audio Show. If you could do me a favor and rate this episode, it would really help me a lot. Whatever platform you're listening to this on, if you really enjoyed it, I would really appreciate 5 stars. And listen, if you're like, Aaron, I love this stuff, but, you know, how do I get started, right? How do I start building an online business? How do I start creating an income from home? Well, you may not know this, but I've got my own program. It's called The Invincible Marketer. And all you need to do is head to theinvinciblemarketer.com. And over there, you're going to get a lot of information about how you can work directly with me and start to generate, you know, real income from home, learn the real skills of learning how to sell digital products if that's something that you want to do. And listen, I appreciate you so much. Thanks for listening to this show, and I'll catch you on the next episode.